Boss, I'm done for tonight, heading out. Good night. Yeah? Uh-huh. I have sent you the final estimation. It should be in your inbox. Well, if they can't, that's their problem. We've done our bit. I don't think that would cause any issues, but if you're unsure, I could call them up tomorrow in the morning and get a feel for the situation. Ma'am, it's Friday night, and at this hour, there won't be anyone in the office. Well, I'm the only one here, and I was just leaving, so... Yeah, I have plans. Just gonna hang out in the front. Who? Oh, her. No, she's not my girlfriend. I don't have one of those. No reason, I just don't. Do you have any plans for tonight? Oh, date night with the hubby. Well, that's nice. Yeah, I think I met him last month at that. Yeah. He seems... Nothing. Nothing at all. So, how long have you been together? Damn, that's... You must have been married young, huh? I mean, I guess things can get a little stale after a while. I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. I'm sorry? Well, I mean, thank you, ma'am, but I'm not really... Well, okay. Thanks for the compliment. I will leave now. If that's okay with you. No, it isn't awkward. I just... No need to apologize. It's okay. It's late and... Ma'am, it's fine. Look, I'm used to getting hit on by straight women. I know there's no real intention behind it. Well... It's nice that you see me more as a confidant than an employee. Yes, I am very flattered, ma'am. I don't think that's wise. All right, that's enough. I never said that you could touch me. Look, I know what this is. It's late at night and... It's been a long day, we're alone at the office, and you've been feeling a little... What? Bored? Lonely? So you want to try something different, something exciting, like something experimental, just between us girls kind of thing. Is that what you want? Huh? Do you want to be wild? Is your husband not hitting the right spot? Are you aching for something a little risky? Don't just look at me like that. Answer me. What did you think would happen? What did you want to happen? Say it. Come on, say it. What happened? You were such a little tease a second ago, talking to me in that voice. Begging for my attention? Oh, you're scared now, huh? Just like I thought. No real intention. Ma'am, now if there's nothing else, I really would like to go. Well, I just called your bluff. We're done. Oh, really? Proven. No, that's not enough. If you really want something, you have to work for it. Okay, let's see. Walk towards the edge of the room. Yeah, there. Just a little way. Now, I want you to get on all fours and crawl towards me. What? You asked me what I wanted you to do. Get on all fours. And crawl. No, I don't want you to get undressed. I'm really enjoying this secretary wipe you have going on. Come on. Yeah, that's it. Come towards me. Now, was that so hard? So now that you're on your knees in front of me, I want you to beg. Or you haven't figured out how this works yet? You do as I say. Because you want to. Oh, come on, of course you do. I just had you crawl on your office floor with no effort. You know, it's kind of funny. When I first started here, people warned me about you, saying that you were the most difficult person they'd ever work for and that most people leave after a couple of months. Well, they didn't really put it so eloquently. I think a raging bitch and heartless cunt were the words used. And, you know, you can't trust what people say. You have to see for yourself. And the first day you chewed up some guy for a really small mistake. Honestly, I thought it was so sexy. You just walking all over everyone. Absolute big dick energy. Where is that now? Where is your fire? I thought that you would demand to be fucked, but here you are, mouth agape, saying nothing and just looking up at me, just waiting for me to do something. What do you want me to do? You want me to just use you, fuck you as hard as I can, leave you lightheaded, panting on the floor? You want me to force myself on you? Well, sorry, boss. I don't play that way. If you want to get fucked, you have to beg for it. You know, communication is key in the workplace. Come on now, shy little girl. It's okay. Tell me what you want. Fucking say it. Oh, good girl. Well done. Come up, come on. Give me a kiss. Yeah. Give me that throat. Oh, don't worry, I won't leave a mark. We don't want your husband to know anything's going on, do we? What should I do with you now? Okay, I know. Get on the sofa. Yeah. You know, boss, that's an ugly fucking sofa. Real leather? Looks like the kind of thing a man would like. Type of man who'd call himself an alpha, you know? Oh, your husband picked this. Okay, I can't say that I'm surprised. You should throw it out. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Buy something with real personality. Well, it is your office. It has to represent you, right? Well, it'll have to do for now. Okay. Come here. Oh, I hope they can see. It will make someone's night. Okay, imagine slaving away at their little office at this time of night, suddenly seeing these two sexy women fucking across the street. Oh, it's fine. I don't think they can tell which office we're in. It's okay. I'm just gonna slide my hand in. Oh, I hate this nylon stocking shit. Fucking synthetic. Reminds me of my grandmother. There. Much better. Well, those are sensible panties. I was not expecting that. No, it's okay. Your ass would look good in anything. Let's lift this top now. Okay, turn around. I want to see that gorgeous little ass. I want to give whoever is watching a good show. Yeah, there you go. Okay, I'm gonna lift you up a little bit. Sit on my lap here. Yeah. You lean back. I'll hold you up. It's okay. You can lean on me a little more. Yeah. I've got you. There. Good girl. No, keep the panties on. I want you to go home to your husband like this, dripping. Well, just say the stockings are caught on something, so you threw them out. It's a very flimsy material. Okay, is that settled now? I'm gonna slide my hand down between your thighs and. My God, fuck the shit out of this wet pussy. What a fucking slut, so wet already. So tell me, does your husband know about what a fucking whore his wife is? Totally clueless, huh? Oh, I bet. Where is he now? Oh, you were gonna have the date night at home? That's cute. Oh, so he's at home waiting for you. But you're too much of a slut. A mindless fucking slut who would much rather get fingered by an employee on the sofa he picked for his wife's office. With these bright lights putting on a fucking show for everyone to see. Come on, let them see it. Let them see how much of a slut you truly are. Yeah. Can you? Is this one of those security windows or does it open all the way? Okay, good. I want you to open it. Yeah. Because it's not enough that people see it. I want them to hear it too. Yeah. Okay, don't lean forward too much. It's not that kind of a risky sex. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna grab you. Yeah, you can hold on to me. It's okay. I've got you. Yeah, you let go. Let yourself go and let everyone see what a needy little slut you are. Oh, I love that no one else has any idea. No one knows that deep down you're actually just a needy little slut. A desperate fucking mess. Yeah. I bet you've been thinking about this. Oh, I can tell. You know, it's funny how you're this ruthless bitch shouting orders at people the whole day. And yet, you can't even flirt properly. Oh, it's so fucking cute how nervous you get. The perfect plaything. An absolute joy. Oh, those little sounds. How desperately you must have wanted me to just walk in and take you and do whatever I want. Oh, you are so fucking cute. Oh, I like that. Say it again. Yeah, good girl. Okay. So, I'm gonna need you to hold on tight because I'm gonna go a little faster now. I want you to get close. Yeah. I bet someone's watching you right now. Maybe even multiple people just watching those tits bounce. Seeing that sexy little body. You want
to show them, don't you? You want to show everyone what a fucking slut you are? Yeah? Oh, you're loving this. Such a good little slut. You like imagining all those people masturbate, watching you, listening to you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm all louder. I want everyone to hear this. Everyone should know what a needy fucking slut you are. Oh, you're fucking gorgeous. Fuck yeah. Imagine all those horny perverts furiously masturbating right now. In their office, with no care if they get caught or not, because they're too turned on to stop. Your desperate moans driving them wild. I want you to get close now, baby. I want them to hear you come, and I want to feel it. Yeah. I can feel your pussy tightening. Are you gonna come? Yeah. Is my good girl gonna come all over my fingers? Is she gonna make a big mess all on this fucking sofa with everyone watching? Yeah, are you gonna come for me, baby? Well, no, you're not. Okay. Oh, we're definitely done now. What? Don't get mad. This experience was a step in true equality, the shattering of class barriers. You know, all power to the Soviets and all that. Well, I hope you have a good weekend, ma'am. Say hi to the hubby for me. See you on Monday.